Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
NQHZ expresses concern over low cancer survival rates. Zingo urges faith leaders to embrace monitoring and evaluation skills for effective evangelism. And Somali president slams Israeli recognition of Somaliland at Doha Forum. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia MQHZ Director General Queen Smabo says the revelation that nearly 60% of people diagnosed with cancer do not survive highlights serious gaps in Zambia's cancer response. Dr. Mwabo's remarks follow government's announcements to expand cancer screening services, including increasing the number of breast cancer clinics from 4 to 10 by the end of 2026. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mwabo said the policy direction is a positive and necessary step towards strengthening early detection and improving cancer treatment outcomes in the country. He, however, stressed that the expansion must be matched with deliberate investment in trained health personnel, functional diagnostic equipment, sustainable financing, and strong referral systems. These deaths are largely driven by late diagnosis, limited access to screening services, inadequate public awareness, and delayed referral and treatment, challenges that must be addressed with agency, Dr. Mwabo said. He emphasized that increasing the number of clinics alone will not be sufficient to reverse the current survival trends, calling for equal attention to rural and hard-to-reach areas where access to screening and early diagnosis remain severely limited. Dr. Mwabo further called for nationwide public education campaigns to encourage early health-seeking behavior and to dispel myths surrounding cancer. He has also urged strong collaboration between government, civil society organizations, the private sector, and cooperating partners to ensure that the expansion of services translates into tangible improvements in cancer survival rates.
I think it's the government's decision to expand cancer screening services and increase the breast cancer clinics from 4 to 10 by the end of this year. Expanding clinics must go hand in hand with trained health workers, functional equipment, a strong referral system, and nationwide public awareness, because early detection only works if people can access services on time and understand the importance of screening.
The provincial administration in Muchinga province is undertaking the inspection of private pharmacies and drugstores in a bid to crack down medicine pilferage in the province. The exercise aims to prevent shortages of medicines in government health facilities, thereby keeping essential medicines accessible to citizens, has cheered the private health sector in the district. To this effect, the private health sector in Chinsali district has praised the government for embarking on the inspection of pharmacies and drugstores to guard against medicine pilferage and ensure compliance to the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority ZAMRA guidelines. A pharmacy personnel, Crispin Mwape, talked to by Zanice during the inspection, said the move by the government to inspect pharmacies and drugstores will help in ensuring compliance with standards that are in line with ZAMRA guidelines. Mr. Mwape added that frequent inspections, apart from those conducted by ZAMRA, will also ensure that qualified personnel operate in the pharmacies and health shops. The Zambia Interfaith Networking Group, ZINGO, has urged faith leaders to adopt monitoring and evaluation practices to strengthen effective evangelism and provide clear direction in faith-based work. Speaking in an interview with RTV News, ZINGO Executive Director Sivas Hamukoma emphasized the importance of accountability and informed decision-making in faith initiatives. He said that monitoring and evaluation help shape evangelistic programs while addressing social vices, adding that faith-based organizations and church mother bodies play a key role in promoting moral discipline and community stability. Monitoring and evaluation give faith leaders the wisdom and tools to guide their work effectively, strengthen evangelism, and possibly transform communities, said Mr. Hamukoma. He further noted that ZINGO is enhancing coordination among faith mother bodies by linking them to funding opportunities and partnerships with key stakeholders, including government, to ensure sustainable and impactful community development.
By the end of this year, we'll be in 50 districts. Now we are already in 25 districts. And when we move there, we would have gathered a lot of experience in terms of how are the religious leaders responding to issues of monitoring and evaluation. What are the gaps in advocacy. How can we do this better? And if we have an opportunity to go countrywide, how are we going to go countrywide?
The magistrate court in Kaputa has fined 3 men 4,000 kwacha for unlawful possession of fish during the fishing ban before Magistrate Emmanuel Mukoma, where Charles Mambwe, Jericho Mwansa and Ben Pesa, who were charged in 2 separate cases. In the first case, Charles Mambwe of Chashele Village in Chief Kaputa's chiefdom in Kaputa District was fined 1,000 for being found in possession of over 4 kilograms of fresh brimfish. This was in a matter that came up for plea in which Mambwe pleaded guilty for unlawful possession of fish during the fishing ban, contrary to Sections 14, 1A and 3 as read with Sections 57, A, B and C of the Fisheries Act No. 22 of 2021 and Statutory Instrument No. 24 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Brief facts were that on January 13, 2026, Mambo was found with the said fish and was apprehended by officers from the Fisheries Department and the Zambia Police. In African news, the Somali president described the situation in Gaza as another level of inhumane engagement in the history of the world in Doha on Saturday, and criticized Israel's recognition of the self-declared breakaway state Somaliland. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud said at the annual Al Jazeera Forum in Qatar that this must remain an international priority despite all other challenges globally. The forum is holding its 17th round from February 7 to 9. He also condemned Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent nation. Coming up shortly, Italian police arrest protesters after clash in Olympic host city Milan. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. 6 people have been arrested after police clashed with protesters in Milan, one of the hosts of the Winter Olympic Games, during the first day of the competition. Thousands took to the streets of the city in northern Italy on Saturday to protest against a range of issues, including the cost of living. Some fired flares and threw stones at police, who responded with water cannon. It comes after the government tightened protest laws in the wake of a demonstration last weekend in Turin that left more than 100 officers injured, according to government figures. Meanwhile, officials are investigating suspected sabotage on northern Italy's railway network on Saturday. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, Director General Queen Smwabo, says the revelation that nearly 60% of people diagnosed with cancer do not survive highlights serious gaps in Zambia's cancer response. The Zambia Interfaith Networking Group, ZINGO, has urged faith leaders to adopt monitoring and evaluation practices to strengthen effective evangelism and provide clear direction in faith-based work. And the Somali president described the situation in Gaza as another level of inhumane engagement in the history of the world in Doha on Saturday, and criticized Israel's recognition of the self-declared breakaway state Somaliland. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSL News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
People say that when you've been together for a long time, you become identical.
Aww. They become double action.